Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hopefully you rode Trevor Larnach as an FFAP, 15 points for 2,700. You rode the $4,000 value at 11 points for starting Marte. Oh, and by the way, you hit the K-prop on Dylan Cease at plus money, as well as Jose Quintana and Bryce Alder. But unfortunately, we fall short, 2 legs short of the K-parlay, and we fall 3 legs short of the HRR. But like I always suggest, if you bet the single plays, you will still break out even. No home run props last night, but that's okay, because I'm dropping 5 today. 5 home run props, because I'm so excited. Huge slates, and I'm going strictly from the entire landscape. 6 o'clock on. Never usually do that, but there's been so many good plays tonight that I'm really excited to get started. As always, I am your host here on the Fantasy Firebox, Tony Jigsaw Cotillo, giving you the most heat, the most info. Challenge me if you can find more info action-packed in under 7 or 8 minutes on a daily basis. I guarantee you won't. Make sure you follow at Fantasy Firebox as well on Instagram, on X, on Facebook, and as always, powered by Win Daily Sports, WinDailySports.com, Win Daily Sports on all social formats. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. Let's just dump right into it. Let's go home run props right off the bat. Who wants the home run props? I'll give you 2 right now. And these are very simple. I'm not going to go high in analytics on this one because they just stuck out for me. Number one is Ella De La Cruz versus Christopher Sanchez. Ella De La Cruz of the Cincinnati Reds has been electric. Christopher Sanchez, listen, here's the thing. I'm in Philadelphia. I understand. They added about 2 to 3 miles per hour on his velocity, and he's had trouble with command ever since and control. Listen, he doesn't have a ton of movement. So if he throws that ball over the plate, that two-seamer that cuts in and goes right on the power spot of the bat, boom, it's going to be gone. Also, a former Philly, again, attacking a flat pitcher in Bailey Falter, I'm going to go Reese Hoskins of the Milwaukee Brewers. Again, Bailey Falter equals flat ball. I understand he only throws 90, and with his delivery, it looks like 94, 95, but one thing that Reese can do is he can hit a fastball and he can hit a mistake. Now, before we get to the other 3, let's get in some value pitching. How about one value I like tonight is Dane Dunning, 6,600. Of the Texas Rangers versus the Seattle Mariners. Dane, whether he wins, whether he loses, whether he gets a no decision, he's always giving you double-digit points. And as a second pitcher, he should be great. 5-plus innings pitched average, 6 Ks per 9, and at least 90 per game. Against a Seattle offense, that's very inconsistent. Let's get to the value bets. How about that good old Colton Cowser from that unbelievably star-studded lineup in Baltimore? 4,300 going against Griffin Canning. Who? Exactly. Look at Canning's number. Numbers. 5 home runs, 5 walks, 18 hits, 18 runs, and only 19 innings pitched. Are you kidding me? Colton is going to have a field day. 30 points in his last 2 games. It's a tale of 2 seasons. Last season, extremely tough. This season, extremely powerful. 9 of 15 games and double-digit points. And oh, by the way, a 1,200 OPS. And speaking of bad pitchers, let's attack Max Fried. I hope you listened in the preseason. I told you Chris Sale was going to be the inevitable number 2 as long as he could stay healthy. He is the better pitcher than Max Fried. K's are down. Velo's down. Control is down. Listen, Sale's just better. And the only start at home for Max Fried, 7 runs given up. Give me Brian De La Cruz at 3,800 from the Miami Marlins. Last 2 games versus Atlanta, 33 points, a 7-game stretch of double-digit games. and at times the only offense the Marlins have. Get him in the lineup now. How about FFVPs? These are guys between $2,000 and $3,000. These are extremely gut calls. Nobody really stuck out to me extremely, but there are a couple guys that grabbed my eye. One is Lawrence Butler from the Oakland Athletics going up against the number one pitcher on the slate by number, Marcus Stroman. But in my opinion, don't pay up. You can attack. Reason why? Tremendous stuff, but a little bit low on the command and control this year, which is leading to mistakes. And Lawrence Butler can put it yard if he has to. So I really like that at 2,100. And then let's go Nick Ahmed, 2,500 for the San Francisco Giants. Listen, San Francisco Giants are swinging a hot bat. Big stage.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I told you. I know Luis Severino has been good, but you have to dive deep in the stats. He's still giving up walks. He's still giving up hits. So all Nick Ahmed has to do is get on base, and he can make something happen to really become profitable at 2,500. Now let's go back to three more home run props. Let's go Teoscar Hernandez, who's been the great power bat from the right side for the LA Dodgers. Two words, Patrick Corbin. Do I have to say anything else? And then we're going to go with a red hot Mike Trout. I know Grayson Rodriguez has been good, but he can still be hit. He can still give up the long ball. And Mike Trout has been unbelievably hot. And then, speaking of hot, how about the Chicago Cubs' Michael Busch at home in Wrigley against JP France? The wheels are falling off for the Houston Astros. They are not a consistent team right now. They're not getting consistent pitching. And when that energy is low, the pitchers feel it. They press and they make bad pitches. Now, who wants some parlays? I know my man Rat Pack wants them. That's a shout out to one of our Discord members, because I love the SGPX. That's where you're taking players from each individual team, not from the same game. Okay, so it comes up with a nice pick parlay. And let's go right with the K's. Let's attack with Logan Gilbert of the Seattle Mariners at over 5.5. Right now, that number's at -104 on FanDuel. Let's go with Kevin Gausman over 5.5, plus money, +104 on PointsBet. Let's go with my man Ben Lively, over 4.5 at -109 at Caesars. And then we'll end up with Michael King attacking from San Diego, going against those Colorado Rockies, who can swing and miss a ton. The highest value on our pitching slate, I might tell you, at WindowySports.com at -105 on DK. And what's that get you? +1180. Now let's go to the HRR. Make sure you get over to WindowySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WindowySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100. Make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. Hits plus runs plus RBIs. Let's go red hot Blake Perkins over 1.5. Bailey Falter, just telling you. Let's go over 1.5 for Colton Cowser. I already say he's a value play, so we have to ride him. How about my man Michael Conforto from San Francisco, who's done everything for the Giants, going up against, like I said, the Mets Severino, who gives up a lot of hits at over 1.5. And then the value I love in Brian De La Cruz against Max Fried. Let's go over 1.5. And that's going to give you +1274. Now remember, make sure you get creative with these SGPXs. And what I mean by that is put the single bets in. Even if it's a dollar or two, it doesn't matter. No matter how much you bet, if it comes out in the wash, if a couple of them hit, you get your money back. And then if you want to be very creative, I'm a big fan of the round robin, especially on the home run balls, because it's a big opportunity to hit several different ways. And if you go to WindailySports.com, you go to our MLB prop better, man, all you need to do is go to the drop down. You hit whatever category you want. It's going to give you the best number for the best book and the best odds to hit. Everybody, Tony Cotillo, Fantasy Firebox, let's cash some tickets.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.